January 5th's game at the Garden was decided by just 1 point. A week later, January 12th's game was decided by 2 points. 21 days later, February 2nd's game was decided by 1 point. Fortunately for Garden City, the Buffalo have been victorious in two of the three. There were some things that Garden City just couldn't overcome in this game. The offensive rebounding of Life Prep, and the overall talent of the Fire Squad, a program that has gone all over the country playing some of the top programs in the country, had some more experience on Garden City. But what the Buffaloes did have was a great team mentality, and an even better willingness to share the basketball. The Buffaloes were by far the better team with the basketball in this game. They made key passes, they limited turnovers for the first three quarters, and they hit their shots from all over the floor. Overall, the Buffaloes looked like the better team on Friday night, and I think the scoreline reflects it with Garden City pulling away with the one-point win. Emilio Zunt highlighted the Buffaloes' performances on Friday night, but there were plenty other players that stepped up and played key roles in this one. Colton Davis had really struggled to open up 2024 from the floor. He stepped up with 7 points off the bench, including 5 in the first quarter, which allowed the Buffaloes to take the lead early on. Raul Munoz and Thomas Longa also connected many times down low, with Munoz assisting Longa, who tied his career high with 12 points. Final score from the Garden, the Buffaloes 54 and the Fire 53. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.